6 minutes after the hour. April 19th, 2022. Ooh, it's kind of an eerie day. Little cloud in the sky here. Supposedly, this is a satanic holiday. Seriously. I'm not kidding. I'm going to explain myself here in a minute. A lot has happened in history on this date. Very significant to those of you listening to the show. Dave Krieger with you. North American Urban Spice Products, 10% off, as well as Transderma Minerals at the Power Mall. That's your magnesium oil and precious prills. We're going to have Martin Pitella from Transderma Minerals on at the bottom of the hour. In the meantime, we're doing closeouts on Sammy Plus and Tranquil products. Iron and molybdenum renatured 60 count, all half off closeouts. And as far as the PowerMall.com, if you are trying to get through on that website, their servers are being updated, causing a few hiccups. And so be patient while we're getting that issue fixed. If you are interested in hearing the Power Hour radio broadcast on your local radio station, which there are many across the country carrying this broadcast, we encourage you to reach out to them and let them know. And if you're a small business and you want to advertise in the Power Hour, we want to help you grow your business, as we have everyone. Contact us at support@thepowerhour.com. And, of course, we always appreciate your feedback. We've been getting some of it. And we so appreciate hearing your comments and how we're doing and whether or not there's any specific topic or guest that you'd like to have on. We're trying to score, as best we can, the names you know, the people that have the truth, because we're all truth seekers here. And if you are listening to the Power Hour by radio station archive, phone, or shortwave, we're on 13.845 megahertz on WWCR, streaming live from 11 to 1 Central. And you can email us at support@thepowerhour.com. We always get your messages, and if need be, if you want to reply, we certainly will give you one, especially if you include your phone number. I personally will call you up. I promise. I really do. Those of you listening out there that have sent me your phone numbers, you know that I will. And I have. So if you want to call us with feedback, it's 877-817-9829 and press number 2, leave us a message, or just text us at that same number, 877-817-9829. That would be the Power Mall number. And of course, if you want to become a team member here, be a member of Power Hour Nation, when you see the buymeacoffee.com banner pop up, when you dial into the powerhour.com, click on that. You can buy a cup of coffee, or you can be one of those level 1, 2, or 3 members, because it helps keep the show on the air. And we so appreciate you and your listening. Homeschool moms, homeschool kids, bully for all of you. You actually have found a way to beat the educational system currently going on in America with cancel culture and everything else. Yeah, just craziness of it all. Clay Clark, by the way, is going to be joining us at the top of next hour. He has a website, thrivetimeshow.com, timetofreeamerica.com, and you can find out a lot of the stuff that we are digging into. And like I said, the thing about April 19th, this is a crazy time. This day is. This is the date the Oklahoma City Alfred Murrah building was blown up, 168 people killed. This also was the ending of the 51-day siege at the Branch Davidian compound in Waco. So guess what else in history? In 1775, the American Revolutionary War began with the battles of Lexington and Concord, April 19th. In 1865, a funeral on April 19th held at the White House for President Abraham Lincoln. Connecticut becomes the last of the original 13 colonies to ratify the Bill of Rights 147 years after it took effect in 1939. 1951, April 19th, General Doug MacArthur was relieved of his Far East command by Harry Truman. He's the one that quoted the line from the ballad, "Old soldiers never die, they just fade away." Well, Doug MacArthur was relieved of his duty because he wanted to basically set off a few nukes there at the 38th parallel. Truman said no, and so we had Korea. So what happened? Also, on April 19th in 1994, I'm trying to be diverse here, L.A. jury awards $3.8 million to beaten motorist Rodney King, rightfully so. In 2005 on this date, Cardinal Joseph Ratzinger of Germany is elected Pope in the first conclave of the new millennium, taking the name Benedict the 16th. April 19, 2013, Jokhar Tsarnaev, a 19-year-old college student, wanted in the Boston Marathon bombings, is taken into custody after a manhunt. In 2018, April 19th, Raul Castro turns over Cuba's presidency to Miguel Mario Díaz-Canel Bermudez, the first non-Castro to hold Cuba's top government office since 1959 revolution, led by Fidel Castro and his younger brother, Raul. Amazing. 2018, also on this date, Democratic Senator Tammy Duckworth of Illinois brought her 10-day-old daughter to the Senate floor one day after senators approved a new rule permitting it. She was the first senator to have given birth while serving in the Senate. And see, with all of this going on, you have to wonder, is the old bird, and I'm talking about the devil, running rampant in America? Well, you guessed it. There are all sorts of sacrifices by fire, according to the way that history denotes it. And it happens from April 19th up until the first week of May. Relation to a god that's still important to the occult elite, you know him as Baal. And of course, we want to send a shout out for healing again to Lori, Michael, Carl, Susan, we appreciate all of you, dedicated listeners out there, as well as family members and friends of the show. God is watching over you, and he's going to continue to follow you through as far as your healing goes, and we appreciate that. And see, the way I look at it is, if God didn't have a sense of humor, we'd all be dead right now. But he gave us free will to do the right thing. Walk in love, that's what it's all about. That's why we have the audience we have here. In world news, however, things are not as peachy keen as you would think. Six people have been killed, 11 others injured after multiple explosions rocked a high school and educational center in western Kabul on Tuesday. It was not immediately clear how many of the dead were students, but seven injured children were taken to a hospital run by the NGO Emergency, according to what was read on Twitter. The UK is set for the slowest growth in G7 as Ukraine war hits the global economy. This is what they would like you to think. But of course, economic recovery with the UK is being hit harder than most, according to the IMF. That's the International Monetary Fund, for those of you that want to know what that acronym stands for. The conflict is driving up prices for food and fuel, which the international body expects to slow growth globally. The UK is no longer going to be the fastest growing economy in the G7 group of leading Western nations. It'll be the slowest in 2023, according to the IMF. Build back better backtrack. Now, there's an alliteration to bees for you. That's what it means right there, folks. UK is considering scrapping green taxes from energy bills. Gee, I wonder why Sleepy Joe and his sidekick Giggles don't take the hint from Boris Johnson. His government is allegedly reviewing the levies placed on the energy bills of the public. This is a move that could save around £153 for the average household, according to a British broadsheet, most closely tied with a Tory government, has claimed. All these green energy schemes and the growing energy crisis. Oh, yeah, let's just cancel the Keystone Pipeline. Screw all these Americans. And, you know, you've probably seen enough news reports to let you know exactly how much we're all suffering at the pump and in the grocery store. I mean, literally, the price of meat, dairy, pork, it's all gone up. I mean, seriously, $12 for a pound of lunch meat? Really? So much for Build Back Better. It's a joke. They want to get several more trillion dollars spent into the economy. And if you don't think that's going to tank the economy and tank the dollar, this is exactly what happened post-World War II, where it took a whole wheelbarrow full of Deutsche Marks to buy a loaf of bread. Hyperinflation followed by stagflation. That is where this country is headed right now, all because we have boneheads running America. I'm talking about Lamo at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue with a mental acuity of a two-year-old and his sidekick Giggles. That's who I'm talking about. This guy is a total moron, and he's taken his marching orders from somebody else. He doesn't have a thought in his head. He may look like he does, but that's because there's a teleprompter there flashing data in his face, if he can even read it, when he's not squinting. And the problem with this is, you know, to me, he's still a hair sniffer. That's a real problem in my book, and it makes you wonder just how many in Congress are like him. We really need to clean house in November. I'm talking about Mitch and everybody else. I've had enough of their nonsense. This one-party system has got to go. In Ukraine, an official there says Mariupol doesn't exist anymore after a Russian blockade. Apparently, they've got 2,500 Ukrainian troops surrounded, and they're blocked from leaving Azovstal, one of Europe's biggest metallurgical plants located in the east of Mariupol. Russian troops have them surrounded. And the Taliban, believe it or not, with all those $80 million or billion dollars worth of weapons, that sleepy Joe, who's moving kind of slow at the junction, left for them to feast on. Well, they're threatening to attack Pakistan after airstrikes in Afghanistan. Apparently, the Pakistani Air Force came in and it makes you wonder what's going on. Yeah, Kabul. Yeah, their Taliban is warning of dire consequences if they keep this up. Pakistan's uneasy relationship with the Taliban took a turn for the worse last Friday when Pakistani helicopters allegedly crossed the border to launch a pre-dawn assault on several locations in the eastern provinces of Khost and Kunar. Why do I have the feeling that Pakistan wants to reach up and touch someone? Oh, my goodness. Mark in Iowa, how are you this morning, sir? What's going on in your life?
Hey, good. I'm, you know, I've been thinking about one of the greatest assassinations in the 20th century, which most people don't think about, is General S. Patton. And, you know, the thing about it, you're talking about Russians too, and Henry Kissinger was a Russian agent, and Patton found out about the Morgenthau plan to assassinate all the German people after World War II. Which was really ironic because we had Nuremberg trials to put the German officers on trial for their war crimes. And at the same time, we're allowing Russia to take, you know, Berlin and everything. And then we're allowing this Morgenthau plan that Patton found out about. And they tried to assassinate him three times. Well, they got him the third time after they shot him in the neck with a rubber bullet. With the OSS agent of the United States. But the, you know, what's really ironic about all of this is that 3.5 million German people were murdered after World War II when the Nuremberg trials were going on.
How so?
What's that?
How so?
Well, you can go back and read it. There's a guy named Goodrich who wrote a book, and documented, I think his name is Goodrich, and he wrote a book about this assassination of the German people. This is what Patton found out about, and that's why they assassinated him, because he actually sent some letters back to his wife, and I think they probably, you know, were reading those letters. But he was informing his wife that, you know, that he didn't want to be a part of that, and that when he got back to America, he was going to run for president, and he also said that when he told his wife, and that he was also going to expose this to the American people. And he didn't want to be a part of it. And he's, you know, generals just, you know, generals do one thing, they win wars. And that's all he was interested in. I mean, he beat the Germans, and he wasn't interested in, you know, in killing them and, you know, and destroying them. But this is, you know, this is what we have. Henry Kissinger as a Russian spy in the 1940s during World War II. And, you know, and how is this guy in our government? How are these people are in our government? They're, you know, Russian, Soviet, Amalek. This all goes back. You people need to look up what Amalek. Amalek is an ancient enemy of Israel. And, of course, you know, the Judah is the German people from the house of Judah. And, you know, they're Israel, too. And so, you know, we have you know, we have these people, Amalek, who wants to destroy Israel. And they want to destroy the British Commonwealth, they want to, which is Ephraim. They want to destroy the United States, which is Manasseh. And that's what their whole goal is. And this whole thing about Ukraine, it's just a big lie. And, you know, and they want to draw us into war. And the United Nations runs the Soviet Union. You can look back and look at Korea, look at Vietnam.
No doubt. There's been a lot of it, and we've seen it. Mark, appreciate your input there. The Supreme Court, by the way, will not hear COVID-19 vaccine mandate challenge from New York City teachers. Oh, they have a lot more to worry about on their plate. The nation's high court rejected the case without comment, provided no indication any of the justices would take it. It's a real problem. By the way, the Daily Caller has some news on what's going on down at the border, and we will definitely be keeping tabs on all of that. We have some updates regarding all of that. As a matter of fact, the Supreme Court is also declining New York's challenge to Trump-era federal cap on state and local tax deductions. They don't want to hear an appeal from New York and three of their Democrat-dominated northeastern states that were challenging the cap on state and local tax deductions imposed by Trump. His 2017 tax law. The case is New York versus Yellen. Court file 21-966. Janet Yellen was sued in her official capacity as Secretary of the U.S. Department of the Treasury. The respondents were New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, and Maryland. The Biden administration urged the court not to hear the case. Gee, I wonder why. And here's the good news today. You wanted news? You won't have to wear a mask at the airport or on an airplane anymore. The TSA announces it's not going to enforce the Biden mask mandate. In fact, stewardesses were crying on airlines as they took their masks off and walked up and down the aisles of the aircraft during the flight, and everybody was tossing their masks into a trash bag. And, of course, tears could be seen streaming down one of the flight attendants' faces because she's had to wear that bloody thing for 2 years. You want to talk about taking away personality? I always like to see flight attendants smiling. It means they're not mad at me, and I'm probably okay, especially if I am able-bodied assistant, what they call an ABA. That means somebody's going to jump up and stop a hijacking. That's pretty much the way I look at it. Somebody wants to do that on a plane that I'm on, they got another guest coming. Sherry in Kansas, good morning. How are you?
Okay. How are you, Dave?
Doing great. Thank you for asking. What's on your mind?
At the end of your show yesterday, I heard you say something about this deal with Brian Artis and the snake venom.
I would encourage you to talk about that too.
Well, I would encourage you to listen to the interview he did with Robert Scott Bell recently, because apparently they use snake venom to, and we're talking about a synthetic, you know, they back engineered it and are making a synthetic snake venom or what's
sure.
in it. But they use it to, in this genetic research, they use it to splice DNA. And in that interview, and I only heard the first part of it because that's what they played on the satellite last Sunday, but apparently it goes on if you go to robertscottbell.com, and he goes on for another, at least another hour. But you can buy this stuff. And you know what's interesting is, he names two papers, two of the papers he used that you could go check out. And he said when they sell you the snake venom, they say don't use it with glutathione, cysteine, and vitamin C.
Don't
you,
or,
because that will negate it.
Yeah.
So it's very interesting, don't you think?
Well, it is. I mean, there's a lot going on. See, Dr. Pierre Corey, it's in our news this morning, just came out, and he's saying, hey, look, you know, when Brian Artis went online with Stu Peters and turned this hypothesis into a viral frenzy, you know, the problem is he went on some highly watched podcast espousing novel theories that COVID's equivalent to snake venom and remdesivir is actually snake venom plus a bunch of stuff about snake venom I mean, COVID being released in water sources, we don't have any proof of that. You know, and to me, when a doctor comes out of the gate and starts, you know, and Brian's been on her show before, Dr. Artis has.
Yeah.
When they start stepping outside the box and talking about stuff, I mean, there has been a, scientists have found snake venom toxins in the plasma and fecal samples of COVID-19 patients, but it was a very small study, 20 patients, with COVID and 10 without COVID. Since September of 2021, the idea of this venom-like substance
is
part of it.
Yeah, this is the Italian study.
Yeah, exactly.
This is the Italian.
So it's one of these things that we can't rule it out, but there's just, you know, not enough data out there. Ryan Cole, you know, he is from Idaho, basically he has said that these mRNA vaccines are producing persisting spike protein that may cause severe damage to the recipient's health, such as unusual clotting, heart inflammation, or cancer. I mean, we've had more than 769 athletes collapsing on fields from March of last year to March of this year. One American News Network brought that up, by the way. The average age of the athletes who suffered cardiac arrest, 23 years of age. And right after getting the jab, this is what makes me wonder about just how long our major league sports is going to actually stay on the in front of us. I mean, pretty soon, you know, if they're all dropping dead, we're not going to have anything to watch on TV. ESPN is going to be hard pressed to talk about anything other than all these people that died and blame it on something else like comorbidities, which is just bunk.
I also heard an interesting part of an interview that Catherine Austin Fitz, and I believe she was with, I didn't catch the very first part of it, but I think it was Greg Hunter, because he interviews her a lot.
Right.
And this time they were talking about how information's come out that immune suppression actually affects IQ in a negative way.
It could, very well. Sherry, thanks so much for your call. We appreciate it. We're on the break right now. We're going to come back with Martin Pitella. We're talking a little bit about magnesium, transdermal minerals. After the break, stay with us.
Hi, this is Jay at the Pyro Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. When talking of great immune support, a line of products comes to my mind. That's North American Urban Spice. We carry the Resvital Calf, Sinuoraga, Oreganol Juice, Purely C, Chaga Max, Collagen Power Plus, Oregarest, Super Strength Oregano Oil, Black Seed, and many more. Support small businesses when you buy from the good guys. Go to thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with olive oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that olive oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. Central Time, Tuesday, April 19th, 2022. And of course, you know, we like to bring up topical information about health, about your life and your existence in this world. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Thank you so much for joining us again for this segment. You're going to get a lot of education here because we have somebody on here from Transderma Minerals Products, which are 10% off on the Power Mall. Martin Pytella has been on the show with us before. And of course, for those of you who don't get a chance to hear, we're talking about krill and we're talking about magnesium, and stress, you know, as you know, depletes magnesium. Every time you get excited, you need magnesium to calm down and relax. Now, I know that may seem strange, but the lower your magnesium level, the lower your threshold for new stress. Thus, you become increasingly more sensitive to stress, more adrenaline, greater magnesium loss, greater sensitivity, etc. Soon your intracellular magnesium level is no longer 10 times that of serum, and your cells are in a chronic state of hyperexcitability, anxiety, irritability, anger, depression, mood swings, just the tip of the iceberg of magnesium deficiency symptoms, believe it or not. Martin Pytella with Transderma Minerals, welcome back to the show. How are you, sir?
It's a delight and an honor. You know, just as you're saying the intro, I'm hitting this. Voltage-gated calcium channel is triggered by Wi-Fi, which is the 4G, 4G plus, 5G, and the millimeter length waves, when you enter the field in which these are present, they automatically are sending a signal to all of your cells, all of them, to flush calcium, which causes stress, anxiety, nervousness, high blood pressure, all of that. And exactly for that reason, you need to have more magnesium in your life in order to be able to come down from these stressful times. And these are external influences that, I mean, who can avoid Wi-Fi these days?
No doubt. And see, the thing is ever since you were on the show last time and told me you need to take at least 500 milligrams of magnesium, which I started doing, I haven't had the leg cramps as much as I used to.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, that's the symptom, right? One of the symptoms is the cramping. And that's really obvious. But the other ones are unable to go to sleep, unable to relax, blood pressure too high, heart rate too high, anxiety. Those are all symptoms of not enough magnesium in the body.
Sure. Besides the stiff joints and the pain, the skin conditions, the signs of aging, all of that. Here's the minerals. We have the magnesium oil on sale at the Power Mall. And I have some here, and we rub that on religiously, especially when we think, you know, we're in a period of stress or we've been around electricity too much. Actually, right before bedtime, I am finding about like 30 minutes before bed is a great time to put it on, because then you are actually able to relax and go to sleep and not wake up with leg cramps in the middle of the night. Some of you probably have that. A lot of it has to do with being around EMF. And this is, you know, like Martin was talking about earlier, all this electricity flowing through your house, keeping lights on, having LEDs around your body all the time, not a good thing. It's like having your cell phone, being married to your cell phone and driving around with your cell phone between your legs, guys, seriously? You know, this is one of the things that magnesium oil is useful for. I have found this is a crystal clear, odor-free concentrate of magnesium chloride. And for ladies out there that have it, that are putting it on. Before we went on, I was asking Martin about, you know, using too much of it. What ends up happening, as Martin indicated, was that you put too much on and it kind of turns to a little powdery substance, meaning you overdid it. So, I mean, your body will tell you, right, Martin, about whether you're doing too much or too little.
Yeah, exactly. We ship the fully saturated solution. There are competitors on the market who ship stuff that's 50% cut with water. There's nothing wrong with it. It's just that we want to send you the full concentrate, and you may decide that you want to dilute it for use. So if you like, you can, if you run into any complications of too much, too itchy, or this powder on the surface of the skin, you just need more water. Dilute it. You'll just get more out of it.
Sure. Now, this is also an excellent treatment for skin conditions such as psoriasis and resistant skin rashes, right?
Well, yes, and the reasoning is that magnesium activates the parasympathetic, the repair, the healing side of the autonomic nervous system. So anything that's functionally damaged, which includes these skin conditions, for your body to repair it, it first needs to switch into the repair mode, and magnesium is what you need to switch into that mode.
Well, you know, this is the thing, Martin. When you said that, I'm thinking to myself, parasympathetic, circadian rhythm. That got anything to do with it?
Yes, but more than that, it's the pH, the internal pH, right? The sympathetic, the fight or flight, is the acidic side of things, and parasympathetic, the rest, repair, digest, is the alkaline side of things. So if you're mismanage your internal pH, you will probably end up being stressed and anxious and nervous and bitchy and short-tempered and lose your social graces, none of which is too attractive.
Gee, that sounds like me after about 5 minutes of watching CNN. and the thing is that, you know, this is that was a joke. Thank you. This is the thing, when you're stressing out, and see, a lot of the 80-plus million people that think we got ripped off in November of 2020 are really stressed out, my wife one of them, and so that's why she uses it. But, I mean, we just, you know, all we see is what's going on in the world, the price at the pump, that's stressing people out. Prices of groceries in the store, that's stressing people out. Another reason why you need to be using the magnesium oil. But there's something else. Martin, earlier you were talking about pH, and that's another product that Transderma puts out, Precious Prills. Now, explain for those listeners who have not heard this before, because we have a lot of new people joining us, what exactly are Precious Prills?
All right. So we start with magnesium oxide that's made by an American contractor out of the mineral magnesium oxide, which is also used in food, like it's used as a filler in baby food and the likes. Magnesium oxide helps in the colon, so if you end up swallowing it, you'll just have a healthier elimination. And what we do with that, Prill is an industrial method of making blobs out of a ceramic. So we make little blobs about the size of rice, and we take that stuff and we process it in an argon generator, a chamber that imbues this whole thing with life force, the energy that makes the difference between dead meat and a living creature. And this life force then is being passed on from the prills back into the water. And it's passed on gradually and slowly. A bag of prills that's about a handful, 3 ounces in size, will treat about 1,000 gallons. So a typical person will use 1,000 gallons in about 3-4 years. So this thing will last you a long time. And as the prills interact with water, they change four properties that we know how to measure. One, surface tension. 2, pH balance, 3, oxidation reduction potential, and 4, cluster size. So to unpack it, when you lower surface tension, things dissolve better. It's like adding soap without having to add any soap. So you dissolve nutrients better and toxins better, therefore the transport. So toxins out, nutrients in with greater efficiency. The second thing is the pH.
Yeah, gets to your cells quicker, yeah.
Right, yeah. More nutrition benefits. Like if you water plants with the Prill water, they will grow faster, stronger, better. If you put 2 bowls out to your pets, goats, cats, dogs, horses, sheep, you name it, anyone, birds, chickens, if you give them a choice, Prill-treated water and regular water, I promise you they will always choose the Prill water. Test it for yourself if you're ever doubting that it's doing something. And if you need a visual, grow your tomatoes and water them with Prill water.
We'll get bigger tomatoes, obviously, or grow faster. So these small beets.
I've had a guy.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. Well, all right. I've had a guy tell me that the biggest beefsteak tomato he ever grew was 1.25 pound. And then he got the Prills and started watering, and he had no problem growing 2 pound tomatoes on the same plant, same setup.
Oh, wow. Well, there you go, vegetable gardeners. Oh. All right, so
water with Prill water. Yes. So that was the ability to get nutrients out. 2, pH. So we discussed the nervous, acidic, and the calm, alkaline side of things. Well, the Prills in the treatment of water will shift the pH into the alkaline territory. The softer the water, the greater the movement. Distilled water is about 5.5 on the pH scale. 7.0 is neutral. 7.3 is ideal because you need to be a little bit alkaline. Anyway, right. So the Prills will shift that, and the softer the water, it will move more. So both the distilled and reverse osmosis filtered will experience the greatest benefit. If you have hard water with a lot of calcite, it will not move as much.
So the whole idea is to use the precious Prills post-water softener.
Yeah, or at least post-filter if you have that.
Sure. Well, and that's one of the things that I took into consideration down here building my house is that we start out with a water softener, and once it's the salt and everything gets to it, it goes through a whole house water filter that basically removes all of the toxins, the chemicals, all the garbage from the earth, the E. coli, all that. And then we use reverse osmosis in the sink, and that's the final drinking product that we treat with the Prills.
Right. And in my house, out of the RO filter, I fill a jug with, it's a glass jug, and I have the Prills in it, and I drink that water out of that jug. The Prills
You just said the operative word, Martin. You said glass jug.
Yes.
You knew about the story about all the lungs, the plastic in the lungs, right?
Well, the Prills will eat plastic. You can do yourself a visual demonstration. Like if you get one of those Brita filters with not even the acrylic plastic container, if you put the Prills in it, after some time you will see that the jug is all etched because the Prills have started dissolving it.
I guess they won't be using it in their pure water filter system, will they? So here's the thing.
We need glass jugs.
Yeah, but that's good. Now I just have to find a source for that. And I hope our producers are listening, because we probably could sell a ton of them because everybody's going, how come my pure water filter is all etched out? Why is the water looking a little weird? No, but there was an article recently about all the plastics that are coming out of the drinking water that we're drinking out of these plastic bottles. And who'd have thought that they'd be bottling water? I mean, you know, 2 decades ago, it was like, I need a glass of water, and you got one. It was nothing like today, where everybody is willing to go out and pay top dollar for a bottle of water, thinking they're getting, you know, superb water, alkaline water, whatever the case may be. They're paying $10 for a six-pack of alkaline water when they could just go get some precious Prills in a glass jug.
Right. Indeed. Hey, well, the way I got it is I found Triple Jim's apple cider by the gallon in a health store, and I bought that. And so I drank the apple cider, and what's left over is the glass jug.
So there you have it.
But so I have seen I have seen glass jugs for sale on in stores, if you want.
Okay. Yeah, but it's really better these days, because we're doing away with all the plastic containers that we're keeping water in, obviously, because we're starting to see and notice a difference if we are taking it right out of the tap, because right now we're using a different kind of filter similar to a Berkey to get rid of the water. We have well water out here, and so well water obviously contains a lot more minerals and weirdness in the system. So besides the carbon filter we're using until the whole house water filter gets installed, you know, that's one of the things that, you know, we actually got a water softener made for well water. So that's one of the things we take into consideration when you're planning all this is if you're going to get the Prills, which I want to try these, they're made of magnesium oxide infused with life force, and they've had their vibration adjusted in the Star Chamber factory. Now, this sounds fascinating. Do you want to explain that in a little more detail?
Sure. Silicates. Laminar crystal is a silicate that's layered. It's sort of like if you, I guess mica is an example of one of those. If you remember what mica looks like, it sort of looks like a stack of sheets of something thin.
Sure.
Anyway, we crush it. And silicates are attractive. Silicates are conductors of the argon energy, and metals like copper, silver, and aluminum are blocking this energy. So it's exactly the opposite of electricity. That which conducts electricity, this life force, that which blocks electricity, such as the crystals, will conduct and attract this life force. Anyway, so there is this warehouse where we have built a donut about 6 feet tall and 6 feet wide, and about the inner opening about 20 feet and the outer about 30 feet. And into it we suspend the material, and it sits there for some time to just have this energy pulled in. And so the metal walls of the warehouse on the outside are the blockers, and the silicates are the conductors and attractors, and there we are. Anyway, it's a story.
It is. Now, the thing is that placing common water in contact with precious pills, Prills, causes a remarkable thinning of that water. Now, that's the resultant liquid is known in nature as dew. But that's where you lose your
To explain all these words, dew, that's water freshly condensing out of the air. So that's moisture just condensing. That's nature's distiller, right? Water evaporates from the lake or from the ocean, gets in the air, travels as cloud or whatever, humidity, and then just at the coldest moment of the morning, it will settle on conductive surfaces like grass blades or leaves of trees or windshields of cars or whatever, right? There's your dew, freshly distilled water.
Okay.
Well, we are able to simulate that or emulate that with the Prills.
Sure.
Where we take water that doesn't have to evaporate in order to discharge from it the electric built-up energies, and also implode out of it the chemicals that would normally cause harm.
Okay, so when you get the precious Prills in the mail from the Power Mall, these are in a nylon organza pouch, and you take this pouch, which has the energetically enhanced magnesium oxide pellets, and you put this in your glass jar or whatever the case may be of water to let them dissolve? Mm-hmm. How does that work when somebody gets it?
No, they don't dissolve. They sit there.
Right.
This is an interaction. They are not dissolving. It's okay. You know, when a cluster of water molecules, well, electrically imperfect water will have high energy, static energy charge on it. And it's sort of like a bubble. And as that travels or mixes around, as soon as it hits the ceramic, it's like pricking a bubble with a pin. It just breaks apart. So the water clusters are taken apart. There's this other bit worth noting that's this. Each cell takes in water through aquaporin channel, which opens very small, only one molecule large. So when you have large clusters of water molecules, they can't get in. So even though you may be irrigating your body with gallons upon gallons of industrial treated water, there's only a small percentage of it that's actually unclustered. With the prills, as we break up this clustering, you have much, much greater share or percentage of the water that's in this small cluster or unclustered size. So you will end up hydrating every cell in the body in a better way. So we're turning old prunes back into plums.
Correct. So this, basically the pouch is what you get when you order it from the Power Mall, and when you put it in water, it sits in the water and changes the water, and you take it out and you set it out to dry and keep using it until you've gone through 1,000 gallons. That's my understanding. Am I right?
Right. Yeah, typically you don't take it out to dry. Typically you just put it in the gallon and leave it there and keep refilling the jug for years.
Okay, that makes more sense.
Pour out, yeah. Like with the Berkey users, we would put it into the second stage of the Berkey on the bottom where the water is waiting to be used. With the water dispenser machines, you put it into the second stage where the water is sitting waiting to be drained or used. With a sun tea jar, you just put it into the sun tea jar with a spigot, and when you're ready to pour yourself a glass, just open the spigot.
Now, what happens when you leave your prill jar in the sunlight?
Well, because prills are pushing life force, and because there are always algae spores in water, you will support the growth of algae. So you will start seeing green stuff growing on the nylon bag or on the prills themselves, which is fine. It's not unhealthy. It's just perhaps icky to people who are not used to seeing a natural spring. All natural springs will have algae growing all over the rocks and walls and everywhere.
That's true. They do. And something you don't ever hear, Martin, is that this is what happens in the springs. If you were never paying attention and didn't understand that, I didn't even know until you just brought it up. And I realized, I remember when I was out golfing with my dad, and one of the golf courses that we were on had an underground spring at like the 14th hole, I think it was. And we went over there and got a drink. And of course, you got to cup your hands when you drink out of the pool. But I noticed the algae growing on the rocks. Now they think about it. That makes all the sense in the world.
Right. And it's natural and it's healthy and whatever, but people are not used to it. So if you're not enjoying the look of it, you can bleach it away with hydrogen peroxide and keep it out of direct sunshine.
There you go. Well, this is really interesting stuff. You know, the precious prills, by the way, are not meant to be a water purification device, but because the water doesn't support lower life forms such as germs, bacteria, or fungi, it doesn't need to be sterilized. So, I mean, there's some really good benefits from using precious prills, and we have them 10% off at the Power Mall this week. That's right, from Transderma Minerals, in addition to the magnesium oil. Yes, we'll have to try that. But that's an interesting thing about leaving it. If there are those of you buying the Berkey filters from the Power Mall, Those are drop shipped to you, by the way. But when you get them in there, order a package of the prills and put them in the bottom so that it can sit there. And as you continually add to the water, you'll find your pH increasing to, with 7.3, right?
Yeah, that too, but also the water clustering reduced, thereby hydrating you better, because the Berkey will remove all the bad stuff out of the water, but it does not have a way of declustering it. So
right, that, you'll, yeah, you'll that's why you have to put it on the bottom.
A benefit that you get, yeah, you get an extra benefit.
Well, that's great.
And then,
Martin,
so the last item I didn't mention was the ORP. You know, the ORP, oxidation reduction potential, which is driven into the minus about 20 millivolt. And that's the most important thing, which people don't understand. It's sort of like adding vitamin C into your water, because you're all of a sudden have an antioxidant type of a drink without having to add the vitamins.
Good thing to know. All right, we are at the break. Ladies and gentlemen, Martin Pytala, thank you so much for joining us here. Transderma Minerals, Magnesium Oil, and Precious Prills. A little education for all of you that, like me, are trying to experiment with some of this stuff to get to know our products on the Power Mall better. And once again, Martin, we appreciate your time and educating us, including me, because, like I said, every day is another enlightening factor in my life, and this is a good thing. So you have that, 10% off at the Power Mall this week. Dave Krieger with you. Thank you for joining us for this first segment of the Power Hour. We will be back after this break with Clay Clark, Reawakening America Tour. It's coming to Myrtle Beach, and so will I. Right back after the break. Stay with us.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.